Today we're going to be learning Beitza Daf Hey Amid Beis. Last time we discussed the three different sources for the concept of Davar Shebeminyan, Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atira. That when you have something that's voted on by a group of Chachamim, you need it, even if the reason goes away, the Takana stays intact until another group of Chachamim is Matarit. So we're going to explain why we need three different sources for that same idea. And then we're going to have questions on the idea that the Yisr of a Beitza on Rosh Hashanah in fact is a Davar Shebeminyan, that it counts as, because that's how we got into this discussion in the first place, so we're going to question that idea that this counts as a Davar Shebeminyan, and then we're going to quote more Amoraim that hold like Rav Yosef, that a Beitza's Usur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana to be mekabel edus kalayom. So let us begin. My v'yomer. Why do I need a second pasuk? What was wrong with the first pasuk about, you know, going up on about going back to your shuvu lechem la'aleichem, about going back to your wives? Why do I need a second pasuk about a heter of going back up on Har Sinai to teach this notion that you need a minyanach latiro? So achi kamar. This is what Rabbi Yosef is coming to teach. Michti ksiv. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Yisro before Matan Torah, that in order to prepare for Matan Torah, people had to separate from their wives. So we would already know automatically that after Matan Torah, you don't have to separate from your wives anymore. You're allowed to be with your wife. So lechem arlem shuv lechem la lechem. After Matan Torah, when there's an explicit instruction, go back home. Lamali, why do I need an explicit instruction? It should be automatic. Ush, that's why that teaches us the din that called of shemminyan. That's once a rule is made. The rule has to formally be lifted. It can't. It's not just logic that when the reason for the rule goes away, that the rule automatically goes away. Good. So why isn't that enough? Why do I need further sources? V'chi teima. If you're going to say no, that's not a good proof, because maybe I don't really need the pasuk to be matir tashmish hamita after matan Torah. That would have been matir on its own. But lemitzvas onahu da'asa. It's coming to teach me that pasuk is not telling me that it's mutter to be with one's wife. It's coming to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a specific mitzvah for them to be with their wives after Matan Torah. So that doesn't show anything about Davar Shebeminyan. That's why, Tashma, that's why we had to bring another pasuk about going up on Har Sinai after Matan Torah was over, after the Shechina had already left. B'mesho chayovel, when you hear the sound of the tekiah that the Shechina left, heima yalu vahar, then you're allowed to go up on the mountain. Well, michti, ksiv, the pasuk already said, that you're not allowed to have your sheep and your cattle graze on that mountain. So we learned dafka that it's mulaharahu. It's only when it's actually haharahu, when it's actually in its kedusha, when there's actually shechina there. So b'mshochei avalamali, why do I need another pasuk to tell me there are no longer restrictions on this mountain? So that's the source of davar shebeminyan, that you need it to be formally lifted. And if you say, I don't like that raya either, because maybe hani mili b'daraisa, that's only when the initial iser was an iser daraisa, so then you need a formal lifting of the iser. Aval b'drabanan lo, but maybe when the initial iser is only iser midrabanan, it doesn't need to be formally lifted, maybe it automatically goes away. Tashma, that's why we have the third source, the braisa, about kerem revai, that the kerem revai is only a din midrabanan, that you're not allowed to bring money and you have to bring fruits within a one day's journey of Yerushalayim. And we see that after the Churban HaBayis, it's only because the takana was formally lifted that they were able to bring the money instead of the fruits, even within a one day's journey of Yerushalayim. The Chitema, and if you say that just like by Kerem Ravai, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai got together and voted with the Chacham of the generation to be Matir, exchanging it for money after the Churban, well, maybe he did the same thing with Beitza. Beitza Nami, Amru Imnu ala Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai v'shiryua. Maybe a Beitza that was nolad on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, also Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai got all the Chacham together after the Churban and was Matir it, since they were Mesakin to be Mekabel Eidus HaChodesh all day, so the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Shtei Kedushos, like every other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, and therefore there's no reason for it to be Aser anymore. So maybe they got together and they made a formal Heter. So it says, no, it's not true. Ki imnu ha'edus, abeitza lo imnu. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, we know, he made a takana to change the rule about being mekabel edus, that you're now allowed to be, now they were allowed to be mekabel edus all day long. but he never made a formal takana to change the rule about how to observe those days of Yom Tov. And therefore, we still have to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one long Kedusha. So I'm like, Abai says, Rav Yosef, I could still reject you and be Matya the Beitza. And even though you're right, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's Beis Din was never formally Matir it, but Atu Beitza b'minyan mi'avai, is the din of Beitza something that was a formal takana in the first place? When do you need a formal lifting of a takana? When you initially had a takana. But is the din of Beitza really a takana? Is that a formal takana? Beitza, be'edus talya milsa. No, because we didn't accept edus all day, so memela turned out that the 2 days were considered one long day, and memela turned out that an egg born late on one day is going to be usher on the other day. But it wasn't a takana about eggs. So itzar edus, itzar beitza. When we forbade accepting edus after mincha, so mele, the beitza became aser. But ishtari edus, ishtari beitza. So therefore it should be just like there was no formal takana to make the beitza aser. It was automatic. It should become mutter automatically.
They both say that Allah Sakr Yosef that Afmi Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach Beitza Asura, that even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the Beitza remains Asur. My time, why is it that the Beitza remains Asur? Because you see, this isn't just a historical event that there used to be a Beis Hamikdash, and that's why we used to have to be careful about being Makabel Eidos, but now it no longer exists, now we don't have to worry about it. No, we're always looking forward as well. Pretty soon, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and therefore we're going to have to go back to the old rules that you can't be Mekabel Eidos HaChodesh on the 30th day of Elul after Mincha so that the Levim don't mess up their Shira. The Yomru, and people are going to think, if we change the rules now, people are going to think, Ishtaked last year, Milo Achalna Beitzo B'Yom Tov Sheni, when an egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we would eat it on the second day. So people are going to think, once we have a Beis HaMikdash, Hashtanami Nechol, why should it be any different? We should still be allowed to do that. We should still be allowed to eat an egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah if it was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But people aren't going to realize it takes quite a level of sophistication to realize that when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Shtei Kedushos, and that's why you were allowed to eat the Beitza from one day to the other. But when we do have a Beis HaMikdash, it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore you're not allowed to eat the Beitza from one day to the other. So therefore, we just keep the rule in place that it's going to be aser. Ihachi, if we're going to aser beitza b'zman hazeh, because of Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, well, Eidus Nami lo Mekabel. We shouldn't be Mekabel Eidus after Mincha either. My time, for the same reason, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, v'yomru, and people are going to say, Ishtakid milo kibalnu Eidus HaChodesh kol hayom kulo, Hashanami Nekabel. Last year we accepted Eidus HaChodesh all day long, we should do the same thing this year. So says the no. Who's accepting Eidos? Hachi Hashta, it's a faulty comparison. Hasam Eidos Mesura LeBeis Din. When it comes to accepting Eidos, it's the Beis Din that does that. Beitza Lakol Mesura. Beitza is something that's given over to everybody. That's up to everybody to deal with. So when you're dealing with something that's Mesura LeBeis Din, you don't have to worry about people getting confused. These are the experts. When you're dealing with a Beitza, so Beitza is for everybody. Everybody who owns a chicken is going to be thinking about whether he's allowed to use his eggs. And that's very easy for people to get confused with. Rava Amar Rava also says that we paskin like Rav Yosef. Even after the Tekonos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a Beitza that's no longer on one day of Yantav is Asra on the next day. Mila Mother of Yochanan ben Zakkai Shembo Eidem Ben Minuch Lamayla She Noah Genoso Yom Kodesh L'Machar Kodesh. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agree that if Eidem were to come after Mincha and we're going to be Koveh the first day of Tishrei on the earlier day, we're still going to observe the second day as Kodesh as well, even though we know that the second day is Chol, because the Chav made a takana that it's like one long day, one long Kedusha. So Mela Beitz is going to stay Aser. V'amarava Hilch Sakavase Derav Bani Tlas Bein Lekula Bein Lechurma. And just to wrap up the sugya, Rava said that when it comes to all three of these dinim, whether it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, that are one right after the other, or whether it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, or whether it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we paskin like Rav in all three of them, whether it's Lekula or Lechumra. By Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galios, Rav argues in Ravasi, and he's more Mekel, he's Matir, Beitz on the second day of Yom Tov. And on the other two instances, Shabbos and Yom Tov next to each other, Shnei Yom Tov Shel Hashanah, Rav is Machmir, and we paskin like him in all instances, both in the case where he's Mekel, as well as in the case where he is Machmir. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up Davav Amen Aleph at the very top of the page.